Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
How are you?
We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
Get used to disappointment.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not-safe-for-work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Today is Saturday, January 24th, 2015, and I am Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat. I think.
How you doing, kitty?
I'm standing.
I'm happy I have a voice at the moment. We were actually originally planning on Kitty pretty much just talking mostly through the show. We are going to do a shorter show this evening. I've been ravaged by sickness all week, and I really am surprised that I temporarily have my voice back. There's this wonderful tea that I tried a couple hours ago, and it made me feel amazingly better. It's called Throat Coat, so it's my new favorite. I'm not 100%, but I can speak, so that's a lot better than what we were originally planning on for this evening.
Yeah.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I've taken I've rebounded a little bit, and now Kitty sounds like he's having a bit of trouble.
Yeah, not feeling too good.
All right, well, we'll get you better. Lord knows you've been taking care of me for more than a week. My turn. That's what happens, right? So, unfortunately, because I've been sick, we made the call actually 2 days ago. Just kind of knew how this was going to play out, that was going to have some more troubles, and we decided to cancel the tournament segments for this week again, and we're just going to do a shorter show and jump right in to our flick pick.
The flick pick.
All right, well, Kitty, how's Battle Forged? Wait, that's not what I say right there, is it?
No, it's not.
Our flick pick is actually one that was previously a quick pick.
Yeah, that's right.
I completely forgot that I did that as a quick pick. If I had remembered that, we probably wouldn't have chosen it.
Well, I didn't see it.
Well, right.
Until now.
Sure. All right. That's fair. So, fair enough.
And that was just like 8 minutes, so we can talk a little more about it.
Oh, I'm not sure I can. I'm very happy with what I said in that episode. This was written and directed by Luc Besson, and while it's been 6 months since I saw it the first time, I still enjoy this one. The issues with the plot are all still there. The thing I have the problem with is the whole, you know, humans only use 10% of their brain. We've debunked it so many times. It's not that we use, you know, 10% of our brain. It's you know, only so much of us is active at one point. Yeah.
I'm using like 1% right now, so.
Oh, well, that's about 10% more than I usually use, so. Yeah, but, so, what did you think, Kitty? I've already shared my thoughts on this one, and I would be happy to revisit them, but I'm more interested just your overall feelings on this movie.
I enjoyed it. It was it was cool to see her kicking ass. You've seen her do that in Avengers, and this time she's really kicking ass and using.
I'm glad you brought up Avengers. Yeah. We'll get back to that.
Okay. And give me a minute.
Yeah, no problem. Plus, there's all sorts of noises and everything outside. You know, it sounds like the monster trucks are going again.
They're back.
I think so. I think they're back this weekend. I don't know. Just judging by this, I've been here a couple of years. That sounds like the monster trucks to me.
Trying to do a show. Shut up.
They're trying to do a show too, and their show actually gets people to pay them to go to go see it. I think they're doing a little bit better than us in that regard.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But hey, monster trucks versus Lucy. I think Lucy would kick the crap out of a monster truck any day, at least once she got past the 50% cognitive capability point. Now, you brought up the Avengers, and I'm glad you did, because at the 20% mark, well, this has been out for a while. It's available on Blu-ray and DVD, so spoilers. Lucy starts out, you know, she's a college student traveling abroad. You know, she's partying, you know, she's been dating this guy, Richard, for a week.
Yeah.
And Richard truly is, would live up to one of his nicknames. This guy is a dick.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not a good guy.
No, not at all. But don't worry, he exits the picture as quickly as he enters.
It's true.
Yeah. Richard basically straps this case onto Lucy and says, here, go deliver this for me because, you know, I've been in there wearing the same cowboy hat three times this week and they're going to recognize me. And she sends him in. Or he sends her in to do his dirty work. He ends up dead. She ends up with a sack of drugs.
Some kind of experimental drugs.
Yeah. Implanted in her stomach lining. She's got an incision made in her abdomen, and they stuffed the drugs in there. And the entire deal was her and three other people. They're basically forced into being mules, and they were given passports and sent to fly on their merry way. And someone tries to take advantage of Lucy, ends up kicking her, ruptures the bag, and a whole bunch of this experimental drug goes into her system. And now, instead of using 10% of her cognitive capability like the rest of us supposedly do, again, bad science. This movie is full of bad science, and yet I still love it.
If he knew what she was, you know, she was a mule, then why did he kick her?
I don't know if he knew what she was. I mean, he was sticking his hand, you know, down her top and feeling her breasts, and
yeah, he was being a bit forward.
He was taking advantage of her, and she refused, and so he. What the hell is that? Is that the fountain farter?
What?
Seriously, there's someone out there standing right in front of the fountain right now.
Okay.
And he's just standing there.
All right, well, I don't hear anything, so...
Well, yeah, maybe it's probably because of the monster trucks. That's it. He's out there right now because, you know, if you haven't heard our last episode in the... I almost called it a stinker. In the stinger, I told a story about the fountain farter, and there's someone standing out there right now, and there's a whole bunch of noise outside, so it wouldn't surprise me if that guy was just letting him rip out there. Anywho, squirrel!
Yeah, major squirrel.
Yeah, so guy kicks Lucy, drugs, in her system. You know, he doesn't like being told no. And
she tells him no.
Yeah, she tells him no. Big time. Yeah, she's good at telling him no. And so right away she jumps up from 10% cognitive capability to 20%, and suddenly she turns into Black Widow.
Yeah.
It's just instant. You know, she goes from being this scared student that has just fallen in with the wrong crowd. You know, people are doing horrendous things to her, and then instantly she's Natasha Romanoff. Yeah, and she played it exactly the same way that she plays Natasha Romanoff.
Yeah, cold and just.
And she stays cold for the rest of the movie.
Yeah, I guess it gets rid of her emotions. She kind of has a little moment there when it first starts, and then after that, it just kind of shuts down.
Yeah, she has her little moment with her mom, and then she's like, okay, emotions, I'm done with you.
Goodbye.
Yeah, and as she goes further along, you know, 30%, 40%, 50%, it's not like she ever gets any colder. She just kind of just stays cold. There's this one moment where she tries to connect with the Interpol agent. You know, and like she's the Interpol agent's just basically like, I honestly don't know how I can help you. Why am I here? She's like, the entire point of this movie is to figure out why we're here. Duh. That would have been funny if she just busted out. She's like, that's kind of what this entire movie is about. Okay. Like, oh, you're a reminder. And she gives him a kiss. Why do I love this movie? There's a lot of things wrong with it.
I didn't understand the kiss part.
She wants to remember what it was like to be human, regular human.
Oh, okay. I get that.
Yeah, or at least, you know, she wants to, she needs to keep that connection so that she doesn't lose what it is to possess humanity, because now she's above it. Remember, you know, pain, fear, happiness, all of that, and pretty much every emotion, you know, she's devoid. I can speak. Yeah, she's completely devoid of these things now. So, I don't know. It honestly, it really reminded, just watching it a second time and not being in a theater and being able to lean over and be like, hey, so no emotions and really cold and is it just me or did she go cyber?
Yeah.
Yeah, she really was. She basically became a Cyberman.
True. She didn't say delete though. But she did delete a lot of people.
Oh, did she ever delete a lot of people? And then she kind of deleted herself, but not really.
Yeah.
It was...
She got to one point where she was looking at everything. You know, I mean, just not everything in the room, but everything in the, I guess, galaxy, universe.
Oh,
she
yeah.
She was everywhere. And nowhere.
I really like, I don't remember what percent she was at when she was actually able to start unwinding time and looking at things, through a different prism, but
I think she was,
you know, at one point, you know, she's in Paris and then suddenly she's in Times Square and everyone's rushing around. You know, it's the hustle and bustle of New York and everyone, they're just moving and they start moving so fast and the people eventually end up disappearing and then she starts peeling everything back and the buildings, start stripping down to prior, well, if you look at Times Square 30 years ago, 50 years ago, you know, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years ago, you know, it keeps stripping down. And then it eventually gets down to the point where, okay, now they're on, now she's sitting there and it's just land. Nothing's been built up. And there's a bunch of Native Americans there just kind of staring at her like... I can't make my joke now because unfortunately my co-host has stepped away and given his Native American descent. I cracked a rather bad joke but it made him laugh. So because it made him laugh, I know it's okay. But it's just there were what four American Indians there, just kind of. Looking at her, and I just imagined one of them like, how, white girl? I don't know. Hopefully he'll come back soon so I can stop making racist jokes. No, actually, it's a joke that he and I were kind of already. I'm completely and totally stuck at this point. I have no idea what I'm talking about anymore. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not stuck. I'm really just buying time. After getting the strange looks from the Native Americans, you know, peeled it back even further, and she's, you know, back in Jurassic times, and a dinosaur starts charging at her. It was really, really cool to see all of the different effects that were thrown into this, and as she connected with more and more. I think before speaking, there we go. As her cognitive capability rose beyond, I think it was around 70%. I'm not 100% sure, but she, excuse me. It's really, really hard to keep talking like this. I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry. It's just I've been fighting this stupid freaking cold, and I'm starting to seize up here. She ended up peeling back, you know, where she could see the formation of the Earth. It kept going, It was just a spectacular effect as they kept going through it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say here?
I think so. Didn't it go all the way back to the Big Bang, somewhere close to that?
I think so. And even though we just watched it, I've kind of already lost context on how far they went. But I believe it was back to the Big Bang. I was seriously just mesmerized by the visuals.
Yeah,
once they showed the reverse timeline of the formation of the Earth, you know, and having the different what the hell would they be called? You know, it was almost like asteroids colliding, you know, or maybe a second moon colliding with a proto Earth, you know, to expand the mass. Once they saw that, I was just like, oh, pretty space pictures.
Pretty space.
I mean, that's pretty much where I got. But there was a lot of action in this movie as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that car scene?
Oh, yeah. She driving down the wrong way and just driving through traffic. She would swerve and... Did she move some of those cars? I couldn't tell if she moved them or she was just so precise in her driving.
At that point, you know, she was, you know, pushing the Interpol officer around, making people float, you know, in the air. Instead of fighting them, she's just like, you're going to defy gravity and be very confused and you're not going to be able to move. And she's just walking along in that black dress with all of the different, kind of like shoelace twine. I don't know.
Like spaghetti
some kind
strings?
Of cord. Yeah, it was just all of the different, you know, the cord looping through that dress. You know, she's walking around in that amazing dress, and she's...
Sorry.
She has on designer freaking Italian heels, but there was one thing in this movie that I caught this time around that I didn't notice the first time, and that was her nail polish. In the beginning of the movie, she did not have a perfect manicure. She actually, you know, it was...
Oh, yeah, I do remember seeing
her. The nail polish was kind of chipped and faded and, you know, well, frankly, it looked like normal nails after, you know, having painted them, you know, maybe... a week beforehand, maybe two. And it stayed like that throughout the entire movie.
I didn't notice that.
That
her nails, she didn't like
She never fixed her nails. You know, she walks through, she changes the color of her hair. Yeah. You know, just at a whim. She's walking around in that amazing dress and freaking designer Italian heels. Yeah,
crappy nails.
And these crappy, barely gold painted nails. Throughout the entire movie, that's one thing she never changed. I love that they left that in. Like, she just never once bothered with her nails. Everything else is perfect, you know, the hair, everything, but her nails not painted.
She wasn't paying attention.
No, I think that's I think that was done on purpose. When they put that level of detail into everything and to leave her nails messed up all the way throughout the entire movie, the amount of time that they would have had to spend shooting, they constantly had to be messing up her nails. This way, that was something that had to be done deliberately.
I was going to ask something. I don't know. I know in England they drive on the other side of the road and the steering wheel's on the other side of the car. Is that the same in Paris?
Wait, what?
You know, driving on the passenger side of the car.
Right.
Do they do that in Paris or is it on the...
I don't know. I've never been to Paris.
Well, I was trying to think of other movies or something, but I just noticed they were driving on the driver's side. I don't know. I'll look it up later. It's okay. Not too important.
Well, hey, we got a couple of tweets that have come in.
Cool.
Robert England says, two idiots with microphones. Yeah, definitely. And that he's sorry that we're under the weather. But his wife and he saw Lucy in the theater. He was surprised that she enjoyed it, and he thought it was good sci-fi. Let's see. DC Cantel says one can definitely tell that Lucy was made by a French guy. Yes.
Excuse me.
Also, was the final nail in the coffin for Mr. Freeman. Oh, I wonder what he means by that. Okay. All right. And Robert agrees it's bad science, but good sci-fi. That's exactly what it is. It's bad science, but it's good sci-fi. And frankly, I find myself not caring and still end up having really fun thoughts whenever I watch this movie.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, well, what if we were able to use our brains more effectively? Would we actually develop powers? You know, I like the idea that Morgan Freeman's character put forth about dolphins. You know, they use their brains more efficiently, and that's what led to their echolocation, the sonar. You know, how it's better than anything that we've designed, and it's all because they use their brain more efficiently. And that's something that developed as a natural byproduct. Like, I like that idea. You know, what if we did use our brain more efficiently? What powers would we develop? Would we be able to instantly turn ourselves into Black Widow? At, you know, if we could use it, you know, just 10% more efficiently than we currently do?
I'd be cool with that. I'd look better.
I would be very... Well, see, I wouldn't be happy about the... Okay, silly kitty.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many bad jokes. So many bad jokes. Let's see. Al ends up... God, we got a lot of tweets. Cool. That's cool. Let's see. Where were we? Al says he's come to learn that all problems can be solved by a tire fire.
A tire fire?
Okay, perfect for... Oh, he's talking about the tire fire for the Mystery Fountain Interlopers.
Oh.
And Jim says to keep talking. You have the responsibility and reputation of KTIT on my shoulders. Yes. Anyone who wants to know all about my upcoming I suppose I'm supposed to get a ham radio license, and I'm going to become a local radio operator as well. My call sign is going to be KTIT, and we talked all about it on Jim's show last night, and that was frankly a crap ton of fun. Let's see. Yeah, if ratings drop, then we'll have to sell. Okay, never mind. carrying on. Oh, Al says, ever since the Dark Knight franchise, he's not seen Mr. Freeman play any interesting roles. He always acts well, but the roles he takes are boring and kind of typecast to him. Yeah, you know,
I would agree.
I know exactly what you mean. And I'm pretty sure I agree. Every once in a while, he takes a role and it's just like, yep, that's a Morgan Freeman role. And that's what this one was.
Well, he's getting older. He can't move around as much. So,
yeah,
I guess he can take what he can get. He's still working, so that's good.
Yeah. And he played in this... He brought together some of his colleagues to help not necessarily study, even though they did try and study Lucy. He brought together some of his colleagues to meet them. And even though, you know, the evolutionary leap forward in this was done by a woman, there wasn't a single damn female scientist in there.
There wasn't?
No, just one aide that you see briefly for a moment. And I mean, was she fetching coffee?
Probably. Women in science don't mix.
Ugh.
I saw that look.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I have all of the stimulants and everything I took in order to get me prepped, in order to actually be able to go on tonight, are starting to wear off.
Yeah.
And you're not looking like a spring chicken either. maybe going on tonight was a really bad idea.
Didn't want to miss
the
show.
Yeah.
Show must go on.
Yeah, we're about half an hour into it anyway. I still like this movie. I have a lot of problems with it, but it's enjoyable. It's fun. There's a lot of good action. There's some really great effects, and I still love the work of Luc Besson.
Yeah.
Maybe we should talk about why this came up in the first place. It was just released on Blu-ray and DVD earlier in the week.
We watched it because you got it?
No, we watched it because we were talking about it after we watched Taken 3.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Because Luc Besson was also involved in that, and we had started talking about him, and then Lucy I had pre-ordered it, and it was delivered a day early, by the way. I ended up getting out on Monday instead of Tuesday, which I thought was cool and isn't supposed to happen, but it did. And
shh, tell
and,
nobody.
Yeah, don't I wouldn't worry about it. Sorry, one moment.
Sorry. Yeah, we... sorry.
Okay, well, we can't both cough at the same time.
I was trying not to. Sympathy cough. I just... I don't know why this hit so quick. I think it's been coming.
Because you've been fighting it for a long time and you haven't said anything. You've been denying that it's... You did exactly what I did last week and then it came back and kicked my ass this week. So we have to not let it kick your ass.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Robert Englund says, the cat says women and science don't mix, but you can always mix science into cats via needles.
Oh, no experiment. Use dogs. Ha.
Thank you, Robert. By the way, absolutely love the comic noob, Robert Englund, RLE116 on Twitter. Doing a great job. Comic noob. Myself, said it many times before. Dig what you're doing. Thanks for joining us tonight. Honestly, Kitty, I'm really not feeling that great about the show tonight. Perhaps we should just, as Al would say with Morgan Freeman's career, perhaps we should just put the final nail in the coffin. What do you think?
Okay.
All right. Well,
I'm good with that.
That's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
Always with a K.
Do you even have the show notes pulled up?
No.
Do you know everything that you're supposed to say and when you're supposed to say it?
Sort of.
All right. Well, the Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, a GabNet partner.
Yeah, toss that in.
Well, every show that we've been doing on GabNet, we've been saying, you know, we'll say, you know, the Great American Broadcast Network, a TuneIn partner. Well, in this case, you know, TuneIn, a GabNet partner. Why not?
Yeah.
And a few other podcast directories. That's the part of it I was missing.
And we do start at 9 now. We've been pretty good about that.
Midnight Eastern. Come on, where's Midnight Movie Nights? Yeah. I can speech.
You can find the live streamer, the pod on midnightmovienights.com.
Yep. And if you need more than 100... Oh, wait, on Twitter... We can do this, I swear. On Twitter, we are... Nope.
Take two.
No, take 37. On Twitter, we are Movie Nights Pod, and if you need more than 140 characters, we've got an email address, contact@midnightmovienights.com.
We want to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the graphic.
Our logo.
And at Judge Funky Boy, Tom Sherlock for our theme.
Yep.
And at DC Cantel, Al. For the segment intros.
Yep. And our new follower, Shifter, a.k.a. @HeyShifter on Twitter.
Cool. I didn't see that one.
Yep. Yeah, just, well, hey, it was there earlier today. I'm not exactly sure when he followed us, but yeah, we got a new follower.
Excellent.
So, and we also have people, other people that we want to thank. Who else do we want to thank?
Everyone for listening.
Exactly. There we go.
I'll make it.
All right. I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat. Sort of.
You know, normally we would say, hey, let's go watch a movie and talk hard. We had planned to change things up. So, Kitty, why don't you take my line and I'll take yours because I did something special here.
Okay. Let's go watch a movie.
And talking's hard.
Remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight.
Still have our live studio audience?
And we do still have a live studio audience. Oh, no, wait, no. They're all dead.
Oh.
Well, you said live studio audience. You and I are the only ones in here. So I guess the real answer is no.
Oh. I was talking about the fountain guy.
Oh. No, we do not have any flatulent neighbors at the moment.
Did his business and went on.
Just like the guy last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do try and maintain some consistency. That's why we start on time. But yeah. Honestly, guys, I lost track of the button to finish this out.